This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Because of you, they'll be right over. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Baltimore, Maryland. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
I grew up in a town not too far from Centralia.
Yes.
And most of the stuff that you guys read in the article is true. There's like an eternal cloud hanging over the town.
Well, now that old mayor didn't seem to know anything about it.
Well, maybe he's in a cloud himself.
The old gray mayor just ain't what he used to be.
Do you think he was putting spin on it? Do you think the 80-year-old mayor was perhaps being a little bit of a spin doctor, trying to say, Centralia is a place to come. It's all lies, and they did it for the coal.
Well, it's probably not the hub of civilization as we know it, but...
I think the only spin that guy's going to be doing is when he gets in his casket. What size do you want? Which side do you want him on? Which spin him over.
Right. And we play the best of segment.
Yeah, no, he's...
So it's true?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Story's true. Okay, thank you, my friend.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Listen, I wish I had more time to dilly-dally and chat with you, but it's time for our daily Republican convention update.
That is the story of the day.
Yep. And we are calling San Diego, as is our wont, calling various strip clubs in San Diego, and the gag will be, as always, that we're going to ask for Jack Kemp.
There you go.
Let me just get an outside line here. Yeah, da 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 da.
Of course, all the festivities going on, the big keynote address tonight.
Right, Susan Molinari.
And the nomination, and then the speeches.
I'm calling Pace right now. There's a ring.
Hello, Pacers. No.
Oh, no.
I thought you'd be calling a lot later. I thought you'd be calling a few other strip joints before you called mine.
No,
how are you? That was the game plan. I understood it, but things are subject to change. No. How are you? I'd just like to say this is Rush Limbaugh. We've got 34 gorgeous nudes going down the runway. Table dances are $35. If you've got a lap dance in your mind, come by and spend $40 to meet one of our lovely ladies. If you'd like to go back into the Limbaugh room, anything between the lady and you is your own business. No. I'll tell you, we've got some great steaks, chops, and all sorts of delicious entrees here. There's a special on shrimp scampi also. And, excuse me, this is great. I'll tell you something. I enjoy hobnobbing with my fellow GOPers, but I'll tell you this right now.
What,
there's
Rush?
Nothing quite like the 34 all-nude beautiful women at Pacers coming down the runway, shoving dollar bills in their G-strings and talking politics. I'll tell you something. I've died and gone to heaven. This makes my TCU feel absolutely wonderful.
You mean your hemorrhoidal tissue?
Yes, I've almost forgotten my hemorrhoidal tissue, and you know, at over 400 pounds now. Yes, it was 300 before.
He moved his weight up.
At over 400 pounds now, I will tell you something.
Okay, Zach.
I am really, really straining here at the Republican convention, but it's at this lovely place, Pacers. I just wish my son Zach could be here to see this. He's a great boy. You know, I fathered him up in Bloomingburg, New York.
Hold on a second, Rush. For those stations that must leave now, let's say goodbye to them.
Hey, farewell to you from all of us here at the all-new review at Pacers. Sorry you have to go, but bye-bye.
All right, now that our stations that have to break have moved away now.
If you don't mind, I was standing when I talked to you before, and now what I'm doing is I'm just sitting in my easy chair. This is one of the larger easy boy, lazy boys that they've installed at Pacers. Most of the patrons come in and enjoy their view of the all nude review from a bar stool. But I, Rush, they've got a special Rush lazy boy for me so I can recline and enjoy the view. There's some great. Yeah, hi.
Hi there. Hi, Bubbles. How are you?
Hey, speaking of stools, Rush.
Yeah, hi.
How's those suppositories you were selling, the ones that have your face on them?
Oh, my Preparation Rush suppositories are selling like gangbusters. You know, I'd like to say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I am not the only big man here at the Republican National Convention. There are lots of large individuals that have come up to me and said, Rush, we understand that you have suffered through the agony of hemorrhoidal tissue, and what we've got for you is a big fat order to order some of your Preparation Rush suppositories, and of course, don't forget the cream and the atomizer tube that can be used also for those of you that don't enjoy the suppository action. You know, even though it feels good. Even though it feels good, lots of people, Don, and I know this is Don because I recognize your voice.
Hi, Rush.
And thanks for calling Pacers. Lots of people don't enjoy that action as much as I do. After years and years, of course, I've used them since I was Jeff Christie when I was a disc jockey years and years ago.
Oh, at KQV.
KQV. That's back before it was Preparation Rush. That's when it was that other product that we don't like to talk about.
Preparation H?
Come on now. Trying to sell as much of these as I can to the delegates, and lots of them are coming, especially the people from Texas. There's some big men with big cowboy hats that are loading up on my Preparation Rush suppositories so they can have a good time conventioneering after seeing the all-nude review here at Pacers.
So how did you get this job answering the phone and greeting people and such at Pacers?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say it was good old American capitalism, Don. They've shared with me some serious cash to come in here, and I was a frequenter of Pacers back in my speaking engagement when I came through town, and I was talking to some of my ditto heads, and I decided that I'd come by and stop by and enjoy some of the fine female entertainment and load up on a nice big thick steak with plenty of sauce. Of course, at that time I was experiencing just a little light constipation, and so I had to back off on that. But I'll tell you right now, they've handed me a big fat check for my big fat body to sit in this lazy boy, answer the phone at Pacers, and tell you about all the fabulous girls. We've got Kit Kat, Ginger, Bubbles, and Sharon that'll be coming up on the stage momentarily. And listen, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses, and be like Rush. Enjoy the all-nude review.
Now listen, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
You don't believe all that stuff you say on your show about the Republicans and about what? Are you losing your breath there?
No, I'm just breathing. I breathe through my mouth. It's very hard for me to breathe at over 400 pounds.
You don't believe all that stuff you say on your show, right? About the Republicans being so great and everything?
Don, I think when we talked last time, I can tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I don't believe a word of it. It's all hooey. It's all giant hooey. It's a bunch of BS. I do it to keep my ratings up. And you know, the nice thing is, there are a lot of peanut-sized brain people across the great United States that just lap it up with a spoon, just like that Campbell's Chunky Soup. I'll tell you, they don't use a fork. They use Rush's material with a spoon, and they stuff it into their mouths, and I continue to feed it to them. I feed it to them day in, day out. And then when I relax, I want to blow off some steam and some other noxious gases, and I come down to Pacers, and I relax in my lazy boy. I put my feet up in the air, and I just spew. I'm really enjoying the show. How come you're not out here?
Because, you know, we hate the Republicans. We're Democrats, Rush.
Oh, golly, I forgot. That's right. Well, listen, dittos to you and everybody in your fabulous audience. And come out and see, I see Sharon's just about working. She's going to start her pole dance right now. Should be big fun. And I'm going to go have another bite to eat. It's snack time. They've got some hot, hot, hot buffalo wings that they'll be serving up here later on. And dittos to you and all your listeners. Okay, Don?
Great talking to you. Bye, you big pig.
Bye.
Well, now, what a surprise that was.
Man, oh, man, I was totally taken aback by that.
Rush Limbaugh.
My goodness.
Rush Limbaugh.
At
Pacers. Up there selling their suppositories.
It's great. You know, you can come in, have a meal, look at the ladies, and get your suppositories on the way out.
And his tissue is bothering him today.
He said his tissue was actually feeling pretty good.
His tissue. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
You're listening. Congress shall make no law restricting the freedom of speech.
Washington Superstation.
This is free speech.
WJFK.
607, here is the beauteous Jack Taylor. Hello, Jack.
I'm Jack Taylor for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
How are you?
WJFK.
Don and Mike are a gay.
We're doing our afternoon show in the afternoon. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike are a gay.
There you go. He did a good job.
Damn straight. And hello, thank you for listening across America. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara on the Westwood One Radio Network. Hi in Denver. So glad to be in Denver on 1280 AM. Ralph. Thank you for listening in Lynchburg and Roanoke, Virginia. 105.9 The Line, WLNI, and right here in Washington, D.C. on our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK, the new home of the Washington Redskins. Mention that now because we have Coach Norv Turner on the line.
Before we get Norv Turner on, let me just mention that we are still accepting your calls of the female variety for strip trivia.
Yeah, you got to whisper that, though, because, the coach is on the line.
He's the coach. You got to lowball that with the coach.
That's right. You know, those are some of our other parlor games, and we like to think we can keep everything in balance on this show.
So listen, strip trivia. This will be the last chance for ladies to call, and tomorrow we'll get the guys. Now, from his palatial office at Redskins Park, here is Norv Turner, ready for his second big year on the Don and Mike Show.
Let's give the coach a round of applause for his first report.
Hello, coach.
Hey, I know you guys don't hear this very often, but it's really nice hearing your voices after such a long time.
Oh, that's wonderful, and hopefully your off season was pleasurable.
The off season was great, and it was busy, but it was really nice.
Okay, enough with the formalities, enough with the pleasantries. Who will it be, Gus Frerotte or Heath Shuler, to be your starting quarterback?
Well, you're a week early.
I know I'm a week early, but I bet you already got your mind made up.
Oh, there's a lot of people that think that. My wife was saying the same thing last night. I think we're close in terms of having all the information we need to evaluate. We have one more game to play. And, we said all along we wouldn't make decision until after this third game, and I want to see him play one more time.
Now, have you gone with the decision as to who's going to start this weekend?
Yeah, he's going to start the game, probably play about a quarter and a half, and then Gus will play a quarter and a half. He'll play the second half of that, the second quarter and the whole third quarter, and both of them will play with the starters.
And listen, before we get to our other questions, which are all about the psychological profiles of the various NFL coaches that we were going through, and I need that list again because I categorize the coaches, those coaches that I think are right on the edge, ready to flip out.
Gentlemen in the NFL that you've crossed paths with, Norv, and that you know well.
But listen, before that, about James Washington, one other football question. You cut this guy. You signed him last year. He was with the Dallas Cowboys when you were there. You pay him a lot of money. You sign him last year, he plays, and now you cut him after two preseason games. Why'd you cut him?
Well, two things happen. Number one, you don't ever cut anyone unless you have some people you feel pretty good about. And we have two young safeties, Darrell Pounds, who's a big play guy and really has been impressive. Darrell Morrison, who's a more of a steady type guy who's just gotten better each year, and they need the reps, they need the work. I don't think James physically is what he was even when he came here a year ago. He can still play. It's just we've got some young guys we want to get in there.
So you got him, he's out. Was that done for salary cap reasons at all?
It really wasn't. We're under the cap, and we're in great shape. The way these things are structured, it costs us a little in terms of the signing bonus against the cap the next 2 years, but we do save money in terms of the salary we're paying, so it ends up being about a push.
All right, now we'll hear Norv Turner on our program every week, and we'll ask him all the tough questions about football and the Redskins and the other teams.
Sure, as we get into the teeth of the NFL season.
But now while we have an actual NFL coach here on our show, and keep in mind, as I said before, I said, Norv, and maybe I'm wrong here, that all the NFL coaches are type A personalities. There are only 30 of these jobs in America, and you guys really got to have that eye of the tiger to get the jobs, right?
I hope so.
Now, as I was categorizing the other NFL coaches, I put a few of them in different categories.
Yeah. Boy,
this is going to be embarrassing to go through with Norv Turner.
Yes.
But nonetheless, I shall start.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call these guys the guys who at the end of a tough game have the messiest laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bill Parcells. You tell me if you disagree with any of these.
Yeah, just jump right in at any time.
You got Bill Parcells. You got from the NFC Central. You got Wayne Fonts, Mike Holmgren, Dennis Green.
Well, you're thinking all the big guys.
Yeah, they're big men. They're big men and big perspiring men, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Not since Buddy Ryan. These guys are all in our Buddy Ryan category.
Yeah.
Guys that we watch during the season. Guys that sweat a lot, big guys.
And, you know, I will tell you, Coach, that we were talking about Buddy Ryan earlier. And, say what you will about Buddy Ryan. It's kind of a void in the NFL without him being in a head coaching position.
Well, he found a way to make things exciting. And the guy is a really... he's fun to be around, and he's a good football coach. You know, he struggled obviously in Arizona, but had great success in Philadelphia.
Now you got a whole bunch of guys who I'd put like yourself. You got like you, and you got Dave Wannstedt, and you got the guy who's the coach of what's it, the Cincinnati Bengals,
David Shula.
You got all of these young guys. The guy that's a coach of Oakland. You got all of these young guys who are on the way up. Guys who maybe are just wound a little bit too tight. That's the category I'd put you in.
But guys who also at this stage of the game are wound tight, but seem to be taking okay care of themselves.
Yeah, doing all right. And it's like my daughter says. She spent a couple of days and got my 13-year-old daughter. I got to watch practice and. was at training camp, and then has been with me, you know, right after a game. And she says, why don't you act at practice like you do at home? You know, that's what you're talking about, you know.
Right.
Relax a little bit, that type of deal.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're wound very tight. But that's okay, because you're with this group of the young, up-and-coming coaches.
Yeah, and you know, so far things are great. There are other guys that have been in the league, well, in many cases, maybe too long.
Well, now, in that category, we have only two. We got Marv Levy, and we got the Ted Marchibrota. They're our senior citizens. They were the coaches that we voted the most likely to be incontinent.
Yes, their constitutions have been totally messed up by the NFL.
But now here's where I really would like your feedback. Of all the 30 coaches in the NFL, I only got two that I think are really going over the deep end.
Guys that really are ready to explode.
Okay, now, first off, you got Dan Reeves. That is just a nightmare waiting to happen. Dan Reeves. I watched him on the sidelines of that Baltimore game this weekend.
You picture him maybe up on the roof of some tall building with a weapon.
If he had a gun, I bet he would have shot half of his players during that game. But he's nothing, Coach, compared to Barry Switzer of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, come on.
Well, you picked two guys in our division that we're going to play twice. So,
but that Barry Switzer.
I didn't get a chance to see either of the last couple of games on TV. So, you know, I said last time I saw Barry on the sideline, they were winning the Super Bowl, and he looked nice and relaxed.
But he's a kookula.
we kind of think he's pretty high strung and tends to say some things that are kind of out there.
Yeah. We're getting off to a great start. Great being back with you.
And the coach that's most likely to have the breakdown we have is Tom Coughlin, the coach of Jacksonville.
You got to mention Jim Mora in there, too.
Oh, well, now here's the theory on Jim Mora. Mora hasn't gone to the bathroom the whole time that he's been the coach of the New Orleans Saints. You know, he hasn't gone poop.
Hey, Norv, have you missed us?
Certainly. Great to be back.
Now, this guy, Tom Coughlin, the guy, do I have the name right? Tom Coughlin, the guy who's Jacksonville?
Yeah.
He's the guy who's got the patent complex, who won't let his players drink water and won't let anybody wear sunglasses, and he has his concentration line on the field. And once you step over the certain line, all you can do all the time is concentrate about football.
That's, you know, it's good you bring him up, and this is a serious question. A strategy like that, a man that is, you know, when you're at the professional level, you're dealing with other grown men, and really it's a different ballgame. I always hear that it's a different ballgame, but how do you think, you know, just talk from a strategy standpoint. When a guy coaches like that in, you know, in the 90s in the NFL, what is your opinion of that approach? What do you think of that approach?
Well, you know what I'm going to say. You have to be yourself, and you have to do what makes you comfortable. I'm going to do it the way I feel best about it. Some other guys are going to take a different approach. I know in free agency, it doesn't take long for players to figure out, and they want to be places where the environment's right and they have the best opportunity to be successful.
There's certain players that actually will seek out a coach like that, right? That will seek out a disciplinarian when they're going to play. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I guess
for that.
I've met a couple in my 20 years coaching.
Yeah, just a couple. What about your friend Jimmy Johnson? Now, there's a guy, we like him very much, but we also think that he's just a powder keg waiting to blow up, especially when he finds out how bad that team's going to be this year.
Well, you know, we spent 3 days down there practicing with the Dolphins, and Jimmy was great. He was as relaxed as I've seen him. He's coaching as hard as I've seen him coach, and I think he's enjoying being back. You know, obviously, they've got some work to do, as a lot of us do, to get better. So he knows what he's gotten himself into, and he knows how to handle this.
And, Coach, are you aware? Oh, can you hold on just a second, Coach?
Sure.
I'll be right back. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Donna Mike Show. Got to have your priorities.
That's right. Hi, who's this?
This is Ellen.
Ellen,
hi. You calling for
trivia?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, you are. Listen, we have to keep this fast because we have Coach Norv Turner on the line.
Okay.
You want to play the game?
I do want to play the game.
Thursday?
Yep.
Beautiful. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Paula Abdul.
I love Paula Abdul.
Another Paula Abdul. We'll look forward to seeing you in the game.
I love Paula Abdul.
Okay. She's
terrific. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Okay. All right, Coach Turner. Now, we had an important call we had to take. Are you still there, Coach?
I'm here.
Still there. Okay. Listen, enough about all this football stuff. We got plenty of time to talk to you about football.
Yeah, if you remember correctly, last year we did a little something with you just to make sure that you were keeping things in perspective.
Yeah, and I was hoping we could have the bye week, if we could pass this week.
No way.
We broke camp yesterday. I got home about 11, got in here early.
No way.
Trying to get a practice organized.
Ain't going to happen.
No way, huh?
Coach, this is the easiest question of all time for you. Here's a real easy one. What I want to know now is,
Can you name, as I count them, there are four major characters on the TV show Seinfeld? And I'm giving you one right there, because one of them is Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Can you name all four stars of the show Seinfeld? Are there characters?
George.
George.
George, right.
Who is very much like a guy I went to college with.
Right.
The hair guy. Gosh, what's his name?
The hair guy. Cosmo Kramer. Yeah,
he got counts. The first name. That's terrific.
Yeah.
And
I just went blank on
the girl.
The woman. Yeah.
The girl, her name starts with an E. On the show, her name is
Elaine.
Yeah.
Hey. Way to go.
Well,
see?
You did take a good one, yeah.
Yeah, see, I gave you an easy one.
Now, they're not all going to be softballs like that all season.
I got you.
So, listen, you prepare. You do your homework for the show, just like we will. We'll continue to ask you embarrassing questions about all the other men who are coaches in the NFL.
Oh, and one other thing. We'd like you, if possible, to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, that was the last thing. Really. You got to make the play. You know, Mike said you got to win, but you at least got to make the playoffs.
Okay.
You got to.
I mean, that's what we're planning on doing.
All right, but, nice. No, listen, we need. Do we get a guarantee here? You guarantee
Let us finish the preseason first.
He'll get it after the preseason. We'll get the guarantee.
All right, Coach. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Nice to be back with you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Norm.
Bye.
Click. He remembers us.
Sure. Click. Yeah, we're going to bring him out of his shell last year. Last year, we just got to know him.
Yeah, we got to know him, and this year, you know, he knows where he knows who he's talking to.
Sure. This year, we ask him the tough stuff.
And incidentally, for those of you that might want to know, when we do put the coach on hold, he hears our conversation. So he knows we're talking to the strip trivia.
He might pretend otherwise.
Absolutely. Coach Norv Turner, you'll hear him every week on the show. See, and this is something that's interesting for people around America. Whether you're a Redskins fan or not, I guarantee you, of the 30 NFL coaches, he's the only one that's on a show like this one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's why he's interested. Isn't that right?
Don and Mike are a gay.
That's right. Coach Norv Turner. That was Ted Marchabrota.
And, you know, really, of all the coaches, if you were really going to do a psychological profile, he's pretty even, man. I mean, he does not go over the edge.
Oh, he's got his moments.
He's got his moments, but pretty much, you know, that's the way, oh, it's good to be back with you, you know, and he's rolling his eyes going, honey, I'm talking to the a-holes again.
that check clear from JFK? Norv Turner, sponsored by Miller Lite. When you have the great taste of a Miller Lite.
Don and Mike are a gay.
That's right. Life is good. We'll be right back. Hey, Bobo Spiewak, dialing for transvestites and his alter ego of Dolores. We'll do that next.
You can be sure if it's the Don and Mike Show